I'm just ready to get out there and play some daggum ball. Hit Jalen Warren a little bit, get around there, fly around, hit some O-linemen a little bit. This is what you look forward to when you come up to the track. Yeah, my favorite quote is, we're not orchestrating the MMA squad. Mm-hmm. That comes from Coach. So, I mean, it happens. You know, you got a lot of alpha guys out here running around, hitting each other. It's going to happen. But at the end of the day, we know we're getting each other better for what's to come.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19, Peters Township. Fan weather, that's a big story here. That's the breaking news. Practice for fans canceled at St. Vincent College because of thunderstorms that swept through Latrobe. It was raining cats and dogs there with thunder and lightning. We got none of it here in Greentree. It's been
sunny and dry.
Blue skies the entire day. That's your Fan weather, brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. They're now conducting a walkthrough inside the gym there. Now, Donnie, you've called basketball games inside that gym. Is it conducive to have a practice with about 90 players and 140 people when you combine coaches and training staff and support staff, people of that nature?
I would say no.
No.
It is a very nice gym for a school that size. It's a little bit split where they have like bleachers that pop up at the end of the like main basketball floor, but behind that there's also like another little like practice basketball court, so maybe they could split it up and put guys over there too, but it'll be tight in there.
I hated when you would do baseball practice and they would have like a local public, you know, grade school, elementary school gym because it was too cold or rainy outside. Hated it. I don't know if you guys ever had to do that. I feel like most of our listeners,
they put the
did.
Divider the up worst. In our gym and they split the girls and boys up. We'd have a girls gym class and a boys gym class.
Oh, no. I wasn't talking about for gym class. We didn't even have you had a divider in your gym?
Yeah. It's like a partition that they'd bring out and it would split the gym in half.
No, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Congratulations on New Hartford High School's success.
That was at Perry Junior High School as well.
North Catholic's gym was known for being a stage where they would put on the school play, and if you went flying off in one direction, you'd go directly into the seats.
So they're not going to hit anymore. The backs-on-backers drill, which is a hallmark, a calling card of Tomlin day ones, isn't happening. Peyton Wilson there talking about the fine line between ratcheting up the intensity and physicality, but also it not turning into MMA, as he called it. By the way, if I were picking someone on the current Steelers to do MMA, Zach Frazier would be my first pick. Wrestling background, tough son of a gun, does woodworking as a hobby, already married.
Now that...
Not afraid to get his hands dirty.
Now that's a good question.
A tactician.
I have a different answer. Keanu Benton. Wrestler background. Bigger guy even than Frazier.
Well, okay, but who cares how big you are, though? It's not an open weight class thing.
But they both are wrestling background guys, I'm saying.
Yes, I understand that, but I don't know why Benton being bigger is somehow...
I don't know why Frazier doing woodworking is a difference maker. You mentioned that.
Because it shows meticulous detail.
Really?
Yes.
Meticulous detail is
absolutely
something that you need. I thought you just needed... No, to fight MMA.
Well, yes, it's a technical sport. This isn't a brawler sport.
It can be. You can have all the meticulous detail you want until you get punched in the face.
This isn't boxing, Chris.
Are you not allowed to use your fists in MMA? News
where
to
do
me.
Where do most of the fights end up in MMA?
I don't know. I don't have a percentage of how many are submissions versus knockouts. But
412-928-9370. How do they decide most MMA fights? Is it knockouts or submissions?
This is a completely subjective thing. What? Somebody's going to say if somebody
goes... No, someone who's actually like into MMA is going to call in right now and tell Donnie how it works, because evidently we do a sports station and we don't know how MMA fights are decided. Donnie, break the tie. Who would you pick? Maybe you'd pick somebody else.
Chris Boswell, the kicks are just deadly.
Okay. Approximately 12% of UFC fights are knockouts. 24% end in TKOs, i.e. a guy getting pummeled into submission.
Yep.
But even though that's still a knockout. So 36% of the fights.
On the ground. Zach Frazier's game, baby.
Heavyweight, total fights. That they'd be heavyweights, would they not?
Probably.
Right? 869 of them total. 420 TKOs or KOs, 191 submissions. Those big boys aren't putting each other in you know, key locks.
I'm just surprised.
They're not putting each other in the walls of Jericho.
I'm just surprised after watching Benton last year, you're so quick to say that he's going to be the best MMA fighter
Frazier
on the team.
Frazier might be really good. I wasn't going to go pick the same guy. What fun would that be?
We agree on things all the time if we're both right.
Do you know who Doran would tell you if Pitt had an MMA fight would have been his first pick back when he played? Dave Brightus, the punter. 6'5", 245, actual mixed martial artist.
Who's the toughest kicker or punter the Steelers have ever had? Sepulveda?
He did knock that dude on basically
Mitch Berger had some pretty big arms. Not Josh. Jeff Reed took all his aggression out on that poor paper towel dispenser.
I don't think Jeff Reed had a whole lot of like true mean bones.
You know, Jeff
in his body.
Reed autographs paper towel dispensers. Like, he loves it.
So people buy paper towel dispensers, like, from a...
I'm glad he has a good sense of humor about
it. If you went to somebody's man cave and you went in their bathroom and there was a paper towel dispenser autographed by Jeff Reed, I'd get the biggest kick out of that.
Do you think he would inscribe it, like, your lucky pal to the paper towel dispenser that I didn't punch you?
Yeah.
So somebody's going to, like, Gordon Food Service or, like, a restaurant supply store and saying, like, hey... Or maybe they're buying it from Steratore's janitorial
services. You
could
get everything off Amazon.
People holding out like Jeff Reed glossies. Here's a kid with a paper towel dispenser. Jeff, you're my favorite kicker.
Zach's on the fan. Hello, Zach.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, man.
So, MMA fights are usually decided by submissions.
Thank you.
And because you got all these dudes from Dagestan who all they do is wrestle and they don't know how to stand there and kick the shit out of each other.
You can't say that on the air, unfortunately, Zach. Come on, man. He's also just not correct. I have fightmatrix.com up right now. We talked about heavyweights. Almost half of heavyweight fights that are charted on here end in KOs.
And you're getting this from AI?
No, I'm getting this literally from looking at UFC fight outcomes. Here is the actual truth. The submission percentage relative to KOs gets a little bit better the further you go down the weight classes. The big boys are usually throwing hands and knocking each other senseless.
What's happened to that kid from Penn State who they thought was going to become the greatest MMA fighter of all time, Nickel? Is he still going, Donnie?
He's been in some events, and he's normally like an easy bet to win.
Because I remember watching his first fight, and the guys I was with were like, remember this name. He's going to be... the next Brock Lesnar.
I think they're kind of slow playing him. I mean,
he's
I don't know.
Be the next Bones Jones.
Well, Bones Jones is the greatest to ever do it.
He's going to be the next Ken Shamrock.
By the way, I mean, I've bet on the kid several times and he kicks everybody's ass.
I know, but he's probably fighting, like, he's doing the thing where Tyson would fight a bunch of tomato cans.
Well,
just
sure.
To build
I just
experience.
Think they're kind of slow playing his role here.
This is a real slow play. This dude made his debut a couple years ago.
No, but he's only like 25. I mean, his effective years as a fighter, he's still got a decade plus. Here's the other thing we're forgetting about this little stupid sidebar pony.
Yeah.
A lot of fights just straight up go to the scorecards.
Okay.
In MMA. So that
they're
neither a TKO nor are they a submission. They're just, yeah, but that wasn't your original argument. Oh, they're on the ground for a while. Well, who gives a rat's ass?
I do, and I'm right. Texas on the